Eve was deceived. Are you?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Ellie shares with us the difference between Satan's lies and the truth of God's Word. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Ellie DeAnda. Ellie and her husband, Pastor Freddie DeAnda, serve the Lord at Casa de Gracia in South Holland, Illinois. I first met Ellie in Bible college, but in more recent years, we have been able to get to know each other better. I am thankful for good friends. The title of today's program is called Eve Was Deceived, Are You? Written by Ellie, and I want to share it with you. Eve was the first woman to believe the lies of Satan. As a result, there were consequences, and those consequences weren't pretty. They destroyed, weakened, warped, cursed, divided, distracted, controlled, paralyzed, punished, and hurt. Life isn't always easy. Should we just blame Eve and live a fruitless life? No way. That's how our worst enemy wants us to live out our days. He wants us defeated, weak, controlled, distracted, and powerless. The serpent, the father of all lies, uses all types of lies to defeat our purpose. Ellie asked a handful of godly ladies whom she admires the following question. Throughout your years of being a Christian, have there been any lies the devil had you believe, but God eventually opened your eyes to the truth? If so, in what area of your life? Number one, the lie would be, you have no value to those around you or to this world. The devil wants you to believe that you have no value or that you are of little value. The devil knows that in God's eyes, you are extremely valuable and important. If your biggest enemy can get you to think that you have nothing to offer this world, you will live defeated. You will no longer try nor have the confidence to make a difference in this world, nor for eternity. Ellie once heard a preacher say, "The devil doesn't come to steal what you don't have." Her conclusion is, he obviously knows how valuable you are to the kingdom of God. So remind yourself today of this truth. You do not belong to this earth. You belong to the Most High God. Do not turn a listening ear to the lies of Satan. Let's remember what happened to Eve, the first woman to ever taste of his lies. We must always combat lies with truth, and there is no greater place to look for truth than in the Word of God. The truth is found in Psalms 139, verses 13 through 18. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Because of who he is, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Never forget that. Ellie knows the days are sometimes rough. She knows all about the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday, the hormones, the stretch marks, the varicose veins, the aches, the failures, the pain of a child breaking your heart. The struggle is real. But always remember that the struggle is strengthening if you allow it. How much do you believe the verses I just read? Live it, believe it, show it, because it's true. You are valuable. The truth will always set us free, free to live in such a way that through him, we can make a difference. Truth is, we were so valuable and worth it that he sent his son to die for us and give us his unmeasurable mercy. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 9, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Truth is, we are his creation. Since we are his creation, that makes us valuable. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, 29 through 31, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows." The Bible tells us that he created us in his likeness and in his image, and then he said, "It is good." We are valuable because of who it is that is saying we are valuable. If a king or a president or one of your most admired heroes told you that you were valuable, wouldn't that make you feel worthwhile? Yet the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, is saying you are valuable. You are special. You are a valuable member of his family. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. You belong to the family of God. Never forget that you belong. You are of much value." If we were the daughters of an earthly king, we would be called a princess or a queen, an heir to the throne. We would be entitled to all the protection the kingdom had to offer and all the riches. Since we are the daughters of the creator of the universe, not only are we valuable, but we are very valuable. We are each individually important to God. Don't ever doubt for a minute that you're not important. Christ teaches in his word that not one sparrow falls from the sky that he does not see. He cares for even the lilies of the field. Christ said the Father knows us so well that the very hairs of our heads are numbered. Not how many hairs, but that each hair has its own number. God thought of you before you were ever born, and he chose you. He wanted you. He is our good shepherd, and he calls us by name. We are valuable enough to him that he gets individually involved in our lives. He says, "We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." So never forget that you are valuable. You have the ability to bring flavor to a bland life. You have the ability to preserve life that is being spoiled by Satan. You have the ability to shine the light of Jesus into the dark places of our world. You are very, very valuable. Number two, the lie would be, you are too hormonal and irritable to love others in an impactful way. The truth is, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verses 15 to 17, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Don't listen to the lies you hear, because we all hear them from time to time. There is something that happens when we deny ourselves and choose to be found in him. We can't find ourselves when we are absorbed with ourselves. As we lean into God, he reveals himself to us. So because of who he is, you are who he says you are. He is love, so you can be loving. He is able, so you are capable of loving others the way he wants you to love others. His love drives out our pride. We are no longer slaves to self. We are free to love others genuinely when we understand how much He loves us. The Bible is very clear. If you are a believer, then God is your Father. That makes you His daughter, which means you have a perfect Father that loves you perfectly. He loved you long before you ever turned His direction. Your Father can help and teach you to better love others, despite your hormones and emotions, so turn to Him today because He will reveal Himself to you. Number 3, the lie would be, God is mad at you and doesn't like you. The Bible is full of stories about sinners of every kind. One of Ellie's favorite Bible characters is Moses. If you know anything about Moses, we can both say he failed miserably at times. Yet he found forgiveness, love, and mercy from God, which in turn empowered Moses to do great things for God. And guess what? That forgiveness, love, and mercy was absolutely free. Of course, God never approves of sin, but He sure does love the sinner. He works with us and helps us to make the changes we need to make. God hates sin because He knows that sin separates, but He doesn't hate the sinner. As you look back over your past, you may feel that you have failed, and because of that failure, you believe God is angry with you. Satan always wants to remind you of your worst failures and biggest letdowns. As he reminds you of these things, you may hear the lie that you will never have a great relationship with God because he is mad at you or disappointed. For Ellie, one of the biggest lies she believed until recently was that her value to God came from how much she did for him. How much she read her Bible, how many verses she was memorizing, how many souls she had won that month. She believed that the more she did, the more God would bless her, or the more He would accept her and love her. If she forgot to read her Bible, or she didn't have much time to serve the church that particular week or to go soul winning, then God didn't love her as much as He would if she had. Somehow, their relationship was strained. Her communication with God was broken until she did more. The lie she believed was that He was mad at her because she wasn't doing enough. But the truth is, when she wakes up in the morning and bows desperately before Him, that is an act of expressing her absolute need for Him, not to win His favor. When she opens her Bible to hear His voice, she's not doing it for His acceptance, but to walk in fellowship with Him. Maybe she was trying to impress God. She realizes now that God doesn't want our relationship based on guilt, shame, or fear. He desires her heart more than sacrifice. Maybe you are facing a difficulty in your life and Satan has whispered in your ear that God is punishing you, or maybe vice versa. You see that your sister in Christ is suffering, and you think, wonder why God is punishing her. What has she done to deserve this punishment from God? What we really should be believing is that God often allows or sends hard things in our lives to stretch us and to make us more like Him. We are not subject to our past. Don't believe the lies of Satan because it will only diminish your potential to do great things for God and others. The truth is, look at what Jesus says in His Word. 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, "Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." The Bible says in Psalm chapter 103, verses 8 and 11, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him." And the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Satan uses discouragement and shame as a weapon against you. Just this week, Satan used this trick on Ellie. Someone close to her let her down. It hurt, but she felt like it was her fault. She felt so low. She felt like a complete failure. She begged God to help her see what he wanted her to see. She begged him to help her be what he wanted her to be through this challenging situation. She knew her worst enemy wanted her to give up and look past her power source. The Holy Spirit guided her to truth, and she knows he and she will get through this together. If we believe the lie that God is mad at us because of our past failures or letdowns, we will distance ourselves away from the one who loves us most. That's the goal of our enemy, because he knows we will direct our attention and interest to something else other than that of our Savior. If the devil can get us lukewarm, then he is happy, because then our faith in God becomes deflated. If you are a child of the King and have repented, then all those past failures are washed away by the blood of Jesus. Don't allow Satan to use false guilt in your life. All he's doing is pointing to something that is no longer on your account. God is faithful and just to forgive you. He is your friend. Sure, you make mistakes and stumble along the way, but isn't grace the good news of the gospel? Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Maybe we don't deserve all the good things we have in this life, but John 10:10 tells us that Jesus has come to give us life abundantly. If you read the beginning of that verse through, you will be reminded that it is the devil who wants to destroy us, rob us of our joy, and kill all that we are doing for God. The truth is, John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Number 4, the lie is, your words don't matter. Too often we throw words around like they have no value or significance. We talk when we have nothing to say, or we allow our emotions to speak rather than allowing God's Spirit to flow through our words and actions. Satan wants you to believe that your words are only words and have no power or effect. When you believe this lie, you will more easily gossip, slander, lie, complain, and grumble. Growing up, Ellie's mom would always tell her that her words were an indicator of her heart. If her words were negative, it was indicating that something negative was going on inside of her heart. Our words are so important. Words are a gift from God because he used words as a tool to communicate his love toward us. How do you use your words? Do you use your words to slander others? Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If we sow angry words, what are we going to reap? According to the Bible, we're going to reap angry words. If we sow gossip and slander, we will reap the same. What do the people around us need more than anything? What do our spouses need more than anything? What do our children need more than anything? They need God, the love of God, the patience of God, the justice of God, and the words of God. The book of James teaches us pretty important things about our words. James tells us, be fast to listen, be slow to speak, be slow to get angry, but when our hormones are raging, this is our order. Quick to get angry, quick to talk, listen last. I don't think that is what James was trying to teach us. We would rather yell and not listen, even when the other person wants to talk. That's when anger steps in, and James tells us that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So when everyone is mad at each other, we can know God's not working his magic in that situation. We just messed up his magic, all because we didn't follow his guide. There are basically two voices in the world today. One is the lying voice of Satan, and the other is the voice speaking truth through the scriptures. Choose to believe the truths that Jesus spoke about you and not the lies of Satan. We must know the difference between the enemy's lies and God's truth. Eve was deceived. Are you? Thank you, Ellie. We must know God's word. Let's purpose to hide his words in our hearts. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group. helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.